Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
The other day, I took out a map of the world and I thought, if I can go anywhere, anywhere in the world, where would I go? Well, unfortunately, I only got as far as the internet. But when Marty Essen got the urge to get up and go for an adventure, he got up and went and didn't come back for the next 3.5 years, during which time he hit all 7 continents. After years in a mild-mannered job, Essen got bit hard by the travel bug and took off with his wife, Deb. Their adventures took them off the beaten path. Along the way, they had many close encounters with some of the world's most unusual and deadliest plants and animals, from poisonous stinging trees to pythons, piranhas, hippos, and penguin poo. Marty Essen chronicled his adventures in the travel award-winning book Cool Creatures, Hot Planet. Marty Essen joins us from Missoula, Montana, where he hangs his hat when he's home. Marty, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me on.
You were closing in on the big 4-0, and boy, you go around the world looking for dangerous animals.
Well, I love dangerous animals. When I reached 39 years old and realized I hadn't been seeing many of these animals, I decided it was time to get out and have some fun.
Mm-hmm. And your book is called Cool Creatures, Hot Planet. What's the coolest creature?
The coolest creature? Well, I have to go with humpback whales for the coolest creature. But close to that would be a 10.5-foot-long African rock python that I caught in Zimbabwe. And it was one of my lifetime dreams was to catch a snake that was so big it would push me to the limit. And of course, I let it go after I caught it. But just to catch it and to spend just a few moments with this creature before I let it go, that was incredible.
You have a very close encounter with what I was told is the most dangerous animal actually in the world. And that's the hippo. And I was surprised by that.
Well, you know, what we did for Zimbabwe is the first part of our trip, we hiked 53 miles across Manipools National Park and saw great wildlife as we went across. And then what we did is we got in canoes and we headed down the Zambezi River. And my wife and I are canoeing along shore and we feel this little bump. And next thing you know, my wife and I are 6 feet up in the air. The hippo had come underneath us. Its lower tusk went right through the bottom of the canoe, and its top jaw came over the gunwale. And then if you can imagine a front-end loader lifting gravel and dumping it into a truck, that's what the hippo did with us. It lifted us up 6 feet in the air and then dumped us on shore. And, you know, I can still see it in slow motion as my wife hits the ground in this crumpled heap. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, my wife is dead. And I run up to her, Deb, are you okay? Are you okay? And we looked at each other then and realized when we were okay, we just broke into hysterical laughter. Just like, how many people get a chance to live through a hippo attack?
But you guys are looking for trouble, it seems to me.
Well, we weren't necessarily. No, we're not looking for trouble. But, you know, sometimes it happens.
You know, there's Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter who died so terribly not too long ago. And you take many of the risks, I think, that he takes, actually. And I'm wondering, what's the place for a person like you in this world? Is that really responsible? I guess that's my question.
With Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, after he died, there was so much controversy, people saying, well, he got too close to animals. And the answer on that is, yes, he did get too close to animals, but you got to look at the good that that does. For instance, when I go into schools and I talk to students and I bring out my snakes, if I had done that any time before the crocodile hunter existed, I would have had people covering in corners, trying to get away because they wouldn't want to be anywhere in a room with a snake. Yet now these kids get all excited about the fact that they can see a snake and they want to hold the snake. The more people understand animals that aren't necessarily warm and cuddly, the more they're going to want to protect them.
When you go to Zimbabwe, you have to decide whether you're going to wear your underwear or bring your camera gear.
Well, yeah, I mean, we had a 25-pound weight limit. And when you're a photographer like I am, that takes up half your weight. If I have to leave my underwear home, I'm going to leave it. And I ended up, doing that whole trip without underwear because I was not leaving my camera gear at home.
Well, you came back with some great pictures.
Well, one of the photos that I have, which was from the Amazon chapter, is a white orchid mimic spider that I believe I'm the first person in the world to ever photograph. It's just a bizarre-looking spider.
Oh, I see him. It looks like an orchid.
It looks like an orchid.
On the cover of your book is a picture of you, and there's an animal over your left eye. What is that?
That is a tailless whip scorpion. And my wife and I went down to the Amazon jungle for a second time just to shoot that cover. And at one time I had, in fact, two of these tailless whip scorpions crawling on my face. They're an arachnid, so they're a type of spider. They have very, very large fangs. These tailless whip scorpions, what they would do is they would naturally want to go to a high spot. So we'd start them somewhere on my neck, and then they would crawl up, and they seemed to always want to settle right over my eye. And so it was real hard to keep my eyes open as we were photographing these, but I was able to do that, and I'd be looking at these fangs that were less than a hair width away sometimes from my eyeball.
I hope you wore your underwear that day.
Yeah, I wore my underwear that day.
Marty, thank you very much. Enjoyed talking with you.
Well, I had a great time talking with you, Bruce.
Marty Essen's new book is called Cool Creatures, Hot Planet, Exploring the Seven Continents. You can see more of his pictures and a link to his webpage at our webpage, loe.org.